proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue to look at great invitations in the Bible, and today we focus on God's invitation to receive salvation. Throughout Scripture, God invited men to undertake actions that would encourage them to draw closer to Him. One of these involves salvation. God offers to men the opportunity to receive forgiveness, redemption, salvation for their sins. The term salvation, in its metaphorical sense, defined deliverance from sin. Salvation entailed three aspects: deliverance from the guilt of sin, deliverance from the power of sin, and deliverance from the presence of sin. Those who accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior receive instantaneous salvation from the guilt of sin. In the fifth chapter of the book of Romans, Paul wrote that believers who are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, quote, shall be saved from wrath through Him, unquote. Throughout their lives, those who receive Jesus Christ the Savior obtain salvation from the power of sin. Again, Paul wrote to the church at Rome in the sixth chapter of his epistle that, quote, sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace, unquote. Those who receive Jesus Christ as their Savior receive deliverance from the very presence of sin after they die. In Revelation chapter 22, an angel assured the Apostle John that, quote, dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, unquote, that all of such people will not reside in the New Jerusalem, which is a city reserved for, quote, they that do His, God's, commandments. God alone constitutes the source of salvation. He made that point clear in Isaiah chapter 43, when he exclaimed that, quote, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior, unquote. Salvation comes only through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, Peter told the Jewish council that, quote, there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved, unquote. Paul also noted that it was, quote, Christ Jesus who came into the world to save sinners, which he wrote in the first chapter of 1 Timothy. How can an individual receive the salvation for sin? The narrative contained in Acts chapter 16 provided an answer. After the jailer at Philippi released Paul and Silas for their imprisonment, he asked them, quote, sirs, what must I do to be saved, unquote. They replied, quote, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house, unquote. Before a new day had dawned, that jailer and his household received Jesus Christ as their Savior. Paul's epistles expanded further principles relating to salvation. In Romans chapter 8, for example, the apostle noted that, quote, we are saved by hope, unquote. In Romans 10, Paul explained that, quote, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, unquote. According to Ephesians chapter 2, the apostle wrote that, quote, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. In connection with salvation, it was David who in Psalm 3 proclaimed that, quote, salvation is of the Lord. God is not willing that any should perish. He offers salvation to all who come to Him through Jesus Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.